Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Kathy Buchanan, the owner of Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good morning to you.
It's been a while since we caught up. I think it was at the winter meeting. You're up there just west of Detroit. How's business?
Kemp, I'd love to start on a positive note and say that business is flourishing, but I think very similar to across the nation, it has flattened out, but it's June, it's July. People are celebrating graduations and weddings, and they're finishing up school. So I don't think they're so focused on the interior aspect of their home. I'm just chalking it up for summer months, if that makes sense. We had like a really crummy January and February, I'm not going to lie, and crummy is a nice word, but March, towards the end of March and April, were just off the chart. We had a stellar April, so it's crazy the first of the year spurred back up with April and May, and we wound up with positive numbers. But then towards the middle of May and then the whole month of June, it's flattened out, so we're kind of level for the year.
Level for the year.
I'd rather be level than down, you know?
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people, that business in comparison to last year is about flat. Because, you know, we're right at the middle. July 1st is half of the year, so now's a good time to take a read.
And then, you know, we know that it's summer, so we've changed our business hours to reflect the summer traffic. The salespeople are ecstatic because they have a little bit more free time in the evening. But hopefully, come fall, there will be a resurgence. And business will pick back up again. We always look forward to the fall selling season. Karastan always has their fall national sale, which is so exciting here in our store. Now that we are a Kiva dealer, there's also a coordinating fall selling season. So we're very optimistic about September, October, and November.
How is the Kiva's addition that you did to your store?
Besides adding such beauty to our showroom, we have an amazing designer that I can't speak highly enough. He has brought in some great contractors from where she was and the connections that she has. She's presently working on 9 very large projects. It's project time, so a lot of people aren't focused on creating their kitchens or their baths because it's summer and they're outside, but it's the preparatory work that's taking place right now. I'm very proud of what we've accomplished since March, and I'm very optimistic about the future with Kiva.
You know, you say you're flat to last year, but you've added this diversity to your mix. How would business have been if you hadn't added KBiz?
So true, so true. We probably would have been down because yeah. Michelle's numbers have been wonderful. In what, 4 months, she's written over $250,000 worth of business. And we don't install. So that $250 worth of business is actual product. There's no installation numbers involved in that. So I'm very proud of her.
All right, so back to flooring for a minute. Tell us what's selling, what price points you're moving right now.
People are making a proper investment. So they are investing in better product, higher price points, longevity, performance. Warranty is still a big item here in our store. I know a lot of retailers don't emphasize warranty enough, but we are a Carpet One store, so we're all about that warranty. So people are watching their pennies, but they're investing wisely. We aren't selling a whole lot of lower-end products, even though we do have some exclusive products that are priced tremendously well on the soft surface side. So we're able to meet every category of the consumer, but the consumer is investing in their home. We love that.
Are you selling more hardwood this year?
No, actually, we are selling a lot of laminate. You know, the LVT is still going strong, but the presentations of some of the laminates today, my team is very gung-ho in regards to the scratch resistance and the beauty. I'll use Karastan and Mohawk, for instance. Their products look so real. It's amazing. And the price point is great, even though it doesn't truly matter to the consumer. It's the performance and the visual presentation. So I would say we're selling a little bit more laminate than hardwood.
All right. So I know that Carpet One's having meetings now, and they're regional based. And you haven't been to one yet, but you've got some feedback on that. Tell us about what you're hearing.
Yes, yeah, so far there have been two regional meetings in Canada, and there's also a meeting in Arizona. Next week's meeting is going to be in Newport, Rhode Island. I've never been, so I've opted to go to that regional meeting other than the one in Big Sky, Montana. But what I understand is the member-to-member discussion groups have been very well received. You know, Carpet One members, we're very interactive with each other, and we love the networking aspect of being a Carpet One member. So that doesn't surprise me that the member-to-member discussions are going great. A lot of people are interested in core purchases and the rebates and what those core purchases mean to the bottom line. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but there's a new introduction coming. The new introduction for Tile to the Room by Room program has been very well received from some of my friends out there in the world have told me that it should add a wonderful presence to a showroom floor. And I think the vendors that are attending these regional meetings are getting a lot out of it. And I'm going to just do a kudos to Eric Bernstein and Keith Spano and the entire CCA team, Steve Siraki. What a cohesive group, so engaged with the member that it's rebuilding our culture. And it's energy and positivity, and I cannot wait to attend next week.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kathy, for giving us a rundown on what's going on both with Carpet One and with your store in Michigan. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan, the owner of Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan, and you've been listening to Kempfer and FloridaAlley.net.